Now, here is our interim moderator, Reverend Terry Ingram.
Thanks, Cheryl. And let me also just, state how wonderful it is. An anniversary, 187 years, that's amazing. Let's join together and worship a call that comes from the 121st Psalm. I lift up my eyes to the hills, for where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let's pray to our wonderful God. Lord, we recognize that you are an awesome God. There is simply no one like you. And while other things beg us to worship them, and we are tempted, in our heart of hearts, we know that we must worship you and you alone. Not only have you created the world and all that is around us, but you have also called us together into this congregation. You continue to show your love and grace towards us as a church family, and we praise you. Wonderful God, your great light has the uncanny nature of revealing just how dark our paths can be. The depth of your forgiveness reveals how shallow our lives are. We know that when others look at the church, and Lord, when I pray church, that's capital C church, they often see a smeared reflection of what the church could be. Instead of unity, there is often quarreling. Instead of joy, there is often despair. Instead of a lively spirit, there can be dreariness. Instead of walking in the light, it is as though times the church stumbles around in the darkness, wondering where they put the flashlight. Forgive us, Lord, and help the church reveal your glory. And Lord, on this anniversary Sunday, we confess our shortcomings as a congregation, thinking of opportunities missed because we didn't have the heart to sacrificially follow Jesus' call. We think of our propensity to engage from time to time in conflict without really listening. We confess the healing moments we have neglected, or the newcomer who has been lost in our midst. Wonderful Savior, the good news is you still love us, and you still call us to be your very special people. Help us to live as joy-filled, forgiven people who have been set free. Continue to lead us into the future with faith, hope, and love, helping us all to be worthy of our calling as followers of Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Assurance of pardon from the 32nd Psalm. Blessed is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the one against whom the Lord counts no iniquity. In Jesus Christ, God counts no iniquity against us. Thanks be to God. I've entitled the message this morning, The Treasure Within. And many of you will not know this, but I used to do a great deal of canoeing and wilderness camping in northern Ontario. We would just head off up on a lake with a map in hand, and in order to do that, we'd be gone for upwards of 10 days, needed a lot of lightweight camping equipment. One of the pieces of equipment that I had was a light aluminum coffee pot. As the years went by, it wasn't too much to look at. It was dented, misshapen. Many a campfire had discolored it. The handle was chipped and, in fact, cracked. It didn't look like much at all. But when filled with water and coffee grounds, boiled over a campfire, it made a darn respectable cup of coffee for any wilderness morning. As the saying goes, you really can't always judge a book by its cover. Well, pots and pans aside, when I look into the mirror, as the years have passed, I've noticed that I have gained a solar panel on the top of my head. I have many lines on my face, which I like to refer to as laughter lines. And a while back, as I was huffing and puffing on some instrument of torture at the local gym, a cheery person beside me said, "Have you noticed gravity always wins?" Oh, this is the way with the passing of years, whether it be blemishes on a teen date night or middle-aged muffin top, the mirror is a dispassionate, gives us a dispassionate portrayal. We're too heavy, we're too thin, we're too tall, we're too short, we're too tired, on it goes. And not only on the outside, but there are interior chipped places in our lives as well. Mistakes made in the past leave their bumps and bruises and perhaps even lifelong scars. Times I liken life to that old coffee pot of mine, dented and misshapen, chipped all around. Jenna read from Paul this morning as he was writing to his friends at Corinth, and he knew about being dented and misshaped and so on. He wrote, "We are afflicted in every way, perplexed, persecuted, struck down." Life for him at one level was anything but a bowl full of cherries. My old coffee pot comes to mind. As Paul goes on to write, "But we have this treasure in clay jars." Infer from this that Paul saw himself and all of us as clay jars, and back in the day, a clay jar was not particularly an object of great value, at least not in and of itself. It broke easily. But there was something about that old jar that caught Paul's imagination. It was quite common in his day for people to store jewelry, money, and valuables in old jars, kind of like an old jewelry box. The image Paul was playing with was that while our bodies and our psyches might be bent out of shape throughout life, not much more worth than a clay pot, we have a treasure within us which makes us in some ways exquisite. It was a treasure that gave Paul a new reason for living, to journey through life as a Christ follower. Start churches by preaching and living the good news. It was a treasure that filled him with faith, hope, and love. And it was a gift he understood that was accepted, not something that was conjured up inside of us. As he wrote, "We carry this precious, precious message around in the unordained or adorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us." One of the most amazing things is that the treasure within you and me make our clay jars all the more valuable. As Paul wrote, "We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus. He will bring us into his presence along with you." Verse 14 from our lesson. It's incredible good news. Our value as persons is not in the way we look, how healthy our bodies might be, how clever our minds are. Our value is found in the treasure we hold within, a godly treasure, the Holy Spirit. Play with the image, even when the jar is badly cracked, the treasure's not lost. So Paul could say that he was afflicted in every way but not crushed. When trouble found Paul, and it did often, he was able to cope with it by God's grace within. He goes on in verses 8 and 9. We are experiencing all kinds of trouble, but we aren't crushed. We're confused, but we aren't depressed. We are harassed, but we aren't abandoned. We are knocked down, but we aren't knocked out. We are perplexed but not driven to despair. Literally persecuted, imprisoned, and beaten for his faith, but never abandoned by God. Life, even including COVID-19, may knock us around. But friends, it can never knock us out, because we have the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit within. And what I want to suggest on this anniversary Sunday, that what is not only true individually can be equally applied to the church. You know, we all know in our day and age that the church seems to be looking a little bit like a tattered jar. Can we read that spirituality is on the upswing, but fewer and fewer people are looking to the church to answer spiritual questions? We all know attendance is failing. We're living in an increasing secular environment, and many congregations are facing a difficult future and now dealing with lockdown. There are complaints that we read on the media. There are many who no longer go to church because the church just chewed them up. An old coffee pot? Maybe. A clay jar? Absolutely. And God, like a potter, will remake us as he needs to. But in the meantime, what we look like, how we are organized, where we worship, what the media reports, all those things are not really what counts, because we hold the treasure within us as the church, and that's what's really important. And indeed, it is the presence of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. Janet sent me a list of some of her memories of church life, and as I read them, I thought, wow, many people, I'm sure, can resonate this. How many of you can remember going to church, St. Paul's perhaps, with your parents? How many of you remember a baptism, or a wedding, or a funeral? Or as Jenna remembers, going to Sunday school, attending it upstairs, where the maroon velvet curtains separated little cubicles. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Or being involved in hosting the Young People's Convention for Ontario, or all the work you did together for the General Assembly. And then there was likely years of being in the Young People Society, and then as the years went on, chaperoning the Young People Society, being in Sunday school and teaching Sunday school, being involved with the Beavers and the Cubs and Sunday night dinners and fundraising. Can you remember all of these things? The life within the church. Memories. Memories that bring laughter and a smile. Memories that have brought many, many wonderful friendships. Memories that have brought opportunities to foster a deeper relationship with the Lord our God. It is the Holy Spirit in us, God's gift. It is the Spirit which compels us to share our faith. As Paul put it in verse 13 of our lesson, we have the same faithful Spirit as what is written in Scripture. I had faith, and so I spoke. We also have faith, and so we also speak. As you look back on 187 years, we see men and women who gave themselves so that the treasure within could be shared with others. They did not let circumstances get them down. They didn't let the hard times overwhelm them. They continued grounded in Christ, whose Spirit was in them and in the church. Friends, we may not be the brightest, we may not be the prettiest, we may not be the biggest coffee pot or clay jar. But when we are faithful to the Spirit inside us, walking in that Spirit, our God will be praised, and we will know his blessings. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.